Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai. Welcome to Misery Likes Company. And it has been 7 days since, actually 8 days since I have been on mic, and it's been weird. Not strangeness that has led to me not being on mic. Literally, not being on mic has been strange. I just sort of took a break. I wanted to think about some things. I wanted to contemplate how I was going to progress with certain things within this podcast format. Plus, I was helping. I have decent gear now and more to come. Upgrading to, I'll get into that. I'm helping a buddy start his own podcast. He already has a YouTube channel and Discord and all that sort of stuff, but he wants to do a regular podcast. And, you know, so he just comes over and uses my studio and I do his production for him. I don't think it's that complicated. I don't want to, sound like I'm putting down anyone who makes this their living or audio engineers. I understand that, what I'm doing is a very simplified version of this. So, it's not complicated, but, I've got the gear. I can hook him up and, I can give him recording sessions and stuff like that. So, I've been helping other people start podcasts and, I just want to sort of take a step back and sort of think about how I want to progress with this because whether I'll keep going with Misery Likes Company or whether I use it as some sort of subsection of a show. I don't know, all projects, all things come to an end. But I knew I wanted to reorder things or at least organize things on my website differently, transfer to a new domain for certain things. I might as well start getting used to plugging that. KaisThings.com, K-A-I-S, KaisThings.com. That's where you'll find just the me-centric stuff. Everything I do will be in some way, shape, or form located there. I'll eventually have links to, anybody else whose podcast I help produce or, whatever work, but photography, any writings or thoughts I may have, blog sort of stuff, podcast stuff. I don't do much video. I've done video production for other people before. But I've never done it much for myself. I'm not much on video. I don't mind being audibly recorded. I quite enjoy the audio format, but I don't know. I don't like being video recorded. That bothers me. I always flip off cameras whenever I see CCTVs and surveillance and that sort of stuff for multitude of reasons. But yeah, I'm not a big fan. So I don't know if I'll ever get into doing video live streams. I don't know if I'll do face cam or not or anything like that. But I will eventually get into live streams and that sort of thing if I start building an audience. I want to start a new podcast, specifically embracing my relatively politicized nature, my far-leaning stances on a lot of socioeconomic, political sort of topics. And I wanted a format that could embrace that more thoroughly than something like Misery Likes Company. Especially when, Misery Likes Company sort of invokes an idea of, having guests on the show. So I may use that as my, segment or show subset that, that was hyper-sibilant. I may use the Misery Likes Company brand name, whatever, as a show subset for when I do have guests on the show, which, I'm fairly reclusive, but I may get to the point where I start actually inviting people on. I've thought about doing posting to the local Reddit, the Vegas Locals subreddit, that, put up an offer of, free booze and weed sort of thing. Now that I've got your attention, I'll pour you a glass of scotch. I'll help you smoke a joint. Let's talk. So I don't know what direction I'm going to go with that, but I'm sort of, at this point, I'm sort of tap dancing. I have the name. The new podcast is going to be called Proudly Radical. It's a bit of a, if you think about the tongue, as you say something like Proudly Radical, it's a bit of a jump back and forth in your tongue. So, I look forward to practicing over and over so I don't slur the proudly sort of territory. It's, you know, but it will be the Proudly Radical podcast. I am proudly radical. And I want to take that word back. I do believe that radical and extreme have, in our political, modern political context, have been transformed purposefully into pejoratives, into, I mean, truly negative. They evoke connotations of violence because of the groups who continually use them as descriptors for particular actions, and especially in accusations. And it's generally being associated with, you know, radical leftists. All right, fine. I'll take the word. I'm proud of the word. I've got Oxford University Press handles the Oxford Dictionary traditionally, as you know it. These days, if you want to find them, you can go to lexico.com. That's where all the Oxford English Dictionary stuff actually gets put up for free, of course. But the definition of radical is relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something, far-reaching or thorough, especially when speaking of change or action. Example, a radical overhaul of the existing regulatory framework. That's just one. That's definition one. And, I mean, there's subset 1.1, 1.2, you know, forming an inherent or fundamental part of the nature of something or something. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go to two. Let's go to the secondary definition. Advocating or based on thorough or complete political or social change. Representing or supporting an extreme or progressive section of the political party. And if you hear extreme and you immediately start thinking, you know, violent extremists, you need to go look at the definition of extreme. Extreme is just existing in a high degree. It's doing something to a great length. It's exceeding the ordinary, the usual, or the expected. So extreme is not a negative word either. It has no inherent violent context. So I want these words back. I want to reclaim them. I'm proudly radical. I am proudly radical. Holy shit. Look at the inherent corruption and just horrible inhuman nature of, oh, I mean, where do you start? Especially with the economic systems, you know, the political systems, I'm not going to pull at that thread. I'm not going to pull at that thread in this episode, but I am going to state that, yes, I do firmly believe that what needs to happen needs to be far-reaching, thorough, a complete political or social change representing a progressive section of a political party. These are the parts that inform my definition of it. Now, as we've gone through them as whole definitions, there are other words in there, but that's what I've chosen to be representative of how I am viewing this. Especially of change or action relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something, far-reaching or thorough, a radical overhaul of the existing regulatory framework. Is there example? Yeah. Yes, we need a fundamental change in the nature of our economic system, of our political system, of hell, our society. We are far too, let's go with ignorant and apathetic at this point. But, you know, we're sated, we're fed, we're relatively comfortable. We don't have it as terrible as some places. But most of the suffering is hid behind veils of entertainment and cheap food. And so ultimately, we do have huge amounts of suffering that can dwarf some places. Sure, it's not readily apparent. Sure, maybe the depths of that suffering aren't necessarily as distasteful to us. I can't imagine, in my eyes, a child climbing a garbage pile in some place like, you know, I don't want to name check anyone. This happens in a lot of places. So some undeveloped nation that you can envision in your mind's eye with a dirty footed child who's slightly emaciated, climbing a garbage pile, looking for their meal, you know, their maybe only meal for the day. That is horrible and tragic. And I, in no way, shape or form would I ever want that to come to pass. But I don't see it as necessarily better or worse than someone in their apartment in Minnesota rationing their insulin because they cannot afford their monthly insulin, and slowly slipping into ketoacidosis, and as a result, passing away in a very terrifying, not pleasant manner. Both are human suffering. Both have the potential for death. Both were easily preventable. Both were not only exacerbated, but directly caused by an economic system that failed the both of them. Not only failed them, but exploited them to the point of probably death for both individuals. And so I can't separate that in my mind. It's still human suffering and death. It's still 100% needless, and it's still a direct product of likely capitalism. And even if we can't put it directly at the footstep of capitalism, we can put it at the footstep of human greed and lack of progress or intentional stagnation of the system for the benefits of the few. Either way, you know, we can mince words another time, but that needs a fundamental change. That needs to be changed at every point throughout that system. Every node within that system that you can identify is going to need some change or another. That is as thorough as I can imagine, short of literally changing every single node 100% on the system, which, you know, no matter what you're talking about, is difficult to accomplish. We're still talking about human-based systems here, so we're going to be involved one way or the other. But changing the fundamental nature of that, making sure that every sort of individual inside the system is taken care of, truly, that would be affecting or changing the fundamental nature of it. That would be very far-reaching and very thorough. That is the primary definition of the word radical. I am going to embrace it. So moving forward, it may not be the next episode. It may not be the next episode after that. I don't know with what regularity I'm going to continue doing the MLC podcast episodes. I'll probably do them anytime I can land my hands on Mike or my other buddy. I haven't put him on air yet, so I've yet to verify what he would prefer to be called. Mike's name is actually Mike. That's not some moniker. He does, in fact, go by Mike on his own work and podcasts and stuff like that. And so, you know, and my name is Kai. Hi. I don't throw anybody under the bus like that. But there is somebody else in particular I want to have regular conversations with, and I have to just I just have to help him get his shit together, basically, so I can regularly have conversations with him, because he is the pacifist. We alluded to him, Mike and I, in another conversation. He's a pacifist, like an actual pacifist. It's the weirdest thing. He brings a truly unique perspective to almost every situation. So I want to have regular conversations with him. And Mike is sort of closer to a centrist. He would hate me calling him that. But luckily, he admitted the other night, I don't really listen to many of your podcast episodes. I know. So I'm good with that. He would hate that. But he is. He's closer to a centrist. He's got some of those, like, John McAfee leanings, libertarian, like, actual Ayn Randian libertarian stuff, touch of the sovereign citizen in him. Look, I don't give a shit. I've known him for years. I love him to death. And we have wonderful conversations. And, I just, like, if you go back and listen to the episode where he and I do the eight values test together and we go through it, as soon as we hit that climate change section, you can hear I have to sort of meet him halfway. And I start the entire conversation about the climate change prompt as, you know, if you define climate changes as the toxification, ruinification, exploitation of the environment, like I went through it, and that was all for his benefit. Because if I say if it's anthropomorphic climate change, he will lose his mind. Well, he won't lose his mind, but he will start arguing. So I was avoiding that argument, but I assure you, as an aside, I firmly believe in anthropogenic man-made climate change. Of course. It's not like we created climate change. It's that climate change Fuck, I hate this term just because, you know, look, climatological models have always accounted for changes, swings, and variations throughout the system. That's, it's a dynamic system. It's constantly, it can get hot, it can get cold, and have variations in between. It's a truly living, breathing, dynamic system. But we have added, we have caused a feedback loop of sorts. We have increased the value of a certain set of variables that otherwise wouldn't have realistically increased at the rate they did. Therefore, we have fundamentally altered how this system works. And it seems to be caught in a feedback loop, or at least our behavior is. So either way, you go back and you can see how, you know, I sort of have to extend that olive branch from Mike. And so, you know, I've got this guy who's kind of, I mean, straight up a conspiracy theorist and, you know, closer to the middle of the road than I am. I drag him far left in our conversations. And my other buddy, who's, you know, an actual pacifist, where I'm, you know, he's the MLK to my Malcolm X. I mean, that's the best way to describe it, is he would never approve of what I see as, you know, look, when your back's against the wall and your options have been taken away and the system is rigged, what do you do? Come on. History has taught us this lesson. So, you know, I will go there and he can't even fathom it. And I can't fathom his position either. So we have, you know, we have great exchanges. You know, it's difficult sometimes these days. I have to drag it out of him. He's not as forthwith about some of these opinions. You literally have to manipulate him almost into speaking them. But that would be a useful format for the, you know, the show title, the show moniker of Misery Likes Company, is when I actually have company, or, you know, doing live shows. If I do a live stream, you know, any guests I have, that would be the appropriate show title for, you know, a show segment, Misery Likes Company. I don't know how I'd order it, whether I just do different shows or whether they be subset episodes. I have no idea. But I do know that given the fact that I am hyper-political, that I am focused on the inequalities of the world and the failings of the systems that we have constructed that are killing people, that are causing mass amounts of human suffering, I am constantly focused on that. And I enjoy it. I don't know if that's good or bad. Some people would be really freaked out by that. Some people wouldn't be able to understand that. I enjoy it. I enjoy looking at those stories. I there's something about it. Maybe, you know, some people say that people will easily become addicted to outrage, that sort of thing, that the chemicals that are released, you know, a little dopamine hit, little, you know, this, that, and the other thing, that maybe that's what's going on there. But I do have a lifelong creed that I've always lived my life by, that, you know, for whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I'm willing to know the worst and to provide for it. I'm the guy who will look at the picture. I'm the guy who will read the horrible account. I'm that dude. I'm not even going to hesitate. Like, you know, all the tragic, horrible, and graphic account of the survivor who escaped the camp. I'm reading it. Unhesitatingly, I'm taking that on board. And I seem to be able to compartmentalize that sort of information a little bit better than some people. Some people, hell, I've had friends in my life that would honestly probably have a breakdown reading some of the things that these people have survived horrific circumstances, and they have taken the time to write, speak, or however means they have recorded their experiences. They've taken the time to relive that horror so that human beings don't forget the lesson, so that human beings realize how bad it truly can be. I'm not going to ignore that lesson. I proudly and gratefully take those on. It's not horrifically graphic, but Milton Mayer's They Thought They Were Free, that'll teach you some lessons. I'm right now on the queue for terrible shit to be read. There's a teacher that escaped one of the, and forgive me, I don't know how to pronounce this, and I'm going to have to look it up. The indigenous Muslims to the Chinese region that are currently being sent to concentration camps and quote unquote re-education camps, and they're facing horrible conditions. I mean, mutilation, sterilization, rape, murder, the whole nine yards. I mean, those are straight up Nazi style fucking concentration camps. I am surprised. I would not be surprised if we find out that in fact they do have ovens and they're just cooking them off by the masses. I that won't shock me in the least. So I have waiting an account by a teacher who escaped this situation and has recounted it for European powers and United Nations and some of the examples. It's not very long. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe a couple pages sort of deal. It's not much. But it is a bit much for a lot of people to take on board. And so it's, you know, that's my duty. I do it because of me, not for anyone else. I've always had this, this goes back to a very young age. I don't know, maybe it's because my mom had me in emergency rooms. I don't know. Maybe that had some sort of influence that, you know, in the most horrific of times, in the most tragic of times, it's also the most dire of circumstances where the difference between life and death, good and evil, you know, the continuation of the species and not, hangs by a thread in the balance. It's if you turn away in disgust, in horror, in those moments, somebody dies. And it's so clear, it's so beautiful when you have that sort of clarity to things. So I'm going to most certainly probably be operating most days under the Proudly Radical podcast's header. I still have to do, I'm doing the logo for Kai's Things. Remember, KAISthings.com. That's where everything's going to be found. It's going to be a one-stop shop for everything Kai. Except there's no shopping there. One day I may do merch. I feel really, really dirty doing merch. I would have to be hounded to do merch. God, that would make me feel filthy. Filthy, I tell you. Trust me, I don't like the idea, but I mean, I do have expenses to this. Right now, I'm just doing all of this off my own dime. And that's, you know, I think 3 years from now, like literally, that's when my hosting runs up. I paid it 3 years in advance, and the price change on it then is the price goes up. I got a really good rate for multi-site hosting that is high quality, and I got it at a really good rate, so I locked it in for 3 years. But after that 3 years, I'm going to have some increased costs to doing this, and that's going to bother me. I'll probably just try and swallow them. It bothers me. Well, that's a long time in the future, and I don't have to worry about that. That is a problem for future Kai. So Kai of the now, his hands are dog shit today. My neuropathy has been really bad in my hands for the past few days. So yeah, that's, oh God, it's terrible. People with arthritis can relate, but back on track, Kai. I think most days are going to be done under the Proudly Radical podcast, because even when I'm talking about my own suffering, my own health failings, there's always a tinge. It's always, you know, there's always a framing done, since I am one of the peasant masses that is yoked under capitalism and American politics as they were, and our pseudo legal system, the just us system, all that sort of thing, all of those sorts of things always frame and tinge and tone how I view things and how I speak about things. So ultimately, I think the podcast will likely end up being mostly renamed to the Proudly Radical podcast, or it's all going to go under Kai's Things. And I don't, I look, it's everything I do is going to go under Kai's things. Maybe I just do a, I don't know yet. I literally am thinking, you know, most people wouldn't take the mic and do a live recording and actively be thinking on the microphone. But again, that's sort of what I bring to this. I don't want to say that. It's not that I don't like. It's that I want to do my own thing. And this is what comes naturally to me. This is what I feel naturally. I appreciate live streamers that just take to the live stream and go with it. The highly polished, highly produced pieces of work have a role in a place. They really, truly do. Some more news with Cody Johnson. Fuck. I fucking love that dude. I've been following him since he was a writer over at Cracked. You know, I followed him over. That dude's great. DOB's over at Last Week Tonight now, actually. I don't know yet, but I'm going to figure it out. And whether that all just falls under kaisthings.com or I just forward URLs to sub pages or I use subdomains off of Kai's Things, that like mlc.kaisthings.com will be the Misery Likes Company podcast, and pr.kaisthings.com becomes the Proudly Radical podcast. I own proudlyradical.com, so proudlyradical.com may forward to pr.kaisthings.com. That may be how I inevitably set it up. I'm not certain at this point. I don't know if I want to give them their own website. I think they don't need it. I have a playlist podcast media player plugin for WordPress that allows me to embed the show notes directly into the playlist on the webpage. So I don't have to really have separate post, and I'm literally using the WordPress post here. I don't have to have separate posts for each individual episode like I do on the mlcpodcast.com. Every podcast episode actually has its own page that is then trolled through the database and added to that. And it causes a slowdown on the back end that I'm not happy with either way. So I think where I end up is probably going to be putting all things on kaisthings.com and, you know, K-A-I. And then spinning off from there, I will use probably, you know, proudlyradical.com and forward it over, and I'll keep the mlcpodcast.com and forward it over. But there's some changes coming that I'm looking forward to. I still don't think anybody will hear these words, but if you're listening to this, know that, you know, on December 1st, 2019, within 3 weeks, I'll be upgrading my microphone to an SM7B. You can call it cliched, but there's a reason so many people use it. There's a reason that, you know, the vocal tracks on Thriller are recorded on an SM7, which is now the SM7B. It's a goddamn good mic. I've changed my mixing equipment. I've changed my recording methodology. I've put up padding, you know, and sound absorbers on the wall, and I'm going to upgrade to a really good mic. And, you know, I'm helping people record their podcasts at this point using my little, like, it's just a fucking media room, but it's a studio. I got a couch. I got other microphones. I'll have three microphones in here. I've got room for more. I mean, that's, you know, but I'll have three microphones in here and that sort of thing. And, you know, I'm making progress here. And I've double checked, triple checked. There are no Proudly Radical podcasts. I don't think anybody's willing to touch it. There's radical stuff. There's like radical, you know, this radical quilting, that sort of thing. But to embrace it in the way and manner I'm about to, I think most people, there's a little chilling effect there. Radical has a negative connotation in our society due to mostly the political right using it as a pejorative. And when they use it, they always embed some sort of imagery into your head with it. These radical leftists attacking people in the streets. I mean, that shit gets to eventually. Just repeat the lie. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. And eventually people take it as truth. And so I want the word radical back because it's a good word. It's what's necessary. People think we can make incremental changes in this system. No, we need to change everything. It's all bad. It's all been tainted. It's all corrupted by money and greed and people's pride. So, yeah, I'm probably going to do the Proudly Radical podcast the most regularly. And then I may spin off MLC. I may just do an audio journal for myself to catalog suffering. I don't know. But yeah, that's, you know, I took a week off, did some stuff, came to some conclusions. I'm going to keep the logos really simple for Kai's Things and Proudly Radical. I think I may actually do in my own sort of stylized handwriting the Proudly Radical. I think that's kind of appropriate to put your own personal sort of signature touch into it if you are that proud. You know, sign your name, Ron Swanson. you know, I am proudly radical. And I don't hold my tongue anymore. I'm done. I speak my mind. And so, yeah, there's going to be some changes coming to the URLs, the websites, the update, how I update, the show titles and formats, all of that sort of stuff is going to have some updates to it. And I may go back and pull out some of my what I call WOTAMs, some of my deeper dives into topics. I have, you know, maybe a handful of them across Misery Loves Company podcast and redo them, give them a second run on the Proudly Radical side and go from there. But a lot of things are up in the air. I kind of don't want to start Proudly Radical until I've got the SM7B set up. I'd like it to be that there isn't a change in the audio tonality, in the sound. Let's simplify this. I'd prefer there not to be a change in the sound of the podcast, even if it's, you know, 3, 7, 12, 15 episodes. I'd prefer to start the very first episode with the brand new microphone and go from there. And so I may wait on launching Proudly Radical until sometime after Christmas and go from there. But yeah, that's what's been up. I was going to hit a couple of headlines. There's two things I really kind of wanted to talk about headline-wise, but I think I'll just save those for tomorrow and go from there. So as always, I hope you're as well as you can be. My name's Kai, and this has been Misery Likes Company.